Good evening, everyone. Friday night high school football on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM. GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, our producer here from Withington tonight. And we're rolling toward kickoff. Jackson tries to make it two in a row tonight, pick up their third win of the year against 0-7 Lansing Eastern. And just a team that has been absolutely non-competitive every week, Tom.
Well, every week for 7 years now or more. Greg, since 2011, the last 61 games, Eastern has won three. They're 3-58. Do you know who those three wins are against? They're 3-58 over their last 61, and those three wins were against Jackson High. So these kids, they've been getting pounded. They haven't scored a touchdown in a couple of weeks. They got shut out the last two, and I can't conceive how they would possibly beat Jackson tonight, but in the hearts of those kids, they know that if they have a chance of winning a game, it's against Jackson.
Or even being competitive.
Right.
But this is a game Jackson should roll, Tom. They have enough talent to do that.
Well, you would think so. And now, you know, we're in the middle of the Pink Viking Project, as everybody's kind of whispering here as they're having the ceremony before the game. And it does kind of cast a pall over the festivities. It's very quiet. It's eerily quiet in the stadium. Very reverent ceremony. Cancer victims are out here. It's a great thing Scott Farley does with these kids.
Nice ceremony.
It really is, and they make some money for breast cancer research, et cetera. But it's just, you know, the kids have warmed up 45 minutes ago. It's been 45, 50 minutes they've been having this ceremony. And each kid's got a sponsor, and they're meeting with the sponsors, and they're being introduced. And they're taking pictures, et cetera, and they walked a couple of laps. And Eastern's on the field very quietly going about what they need to do. The referees are here. Five people have showed up to follow the Eastern kids in the far section across the way. But it does kind of almost feel
strange.
Like a wake.
Yeah. Take a break, three break. We're rolling toward kickoff. Might be a little bit delayed here as we still have the ceremonies going on the field. We'll be back at 970, 101.5 FM.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Right now through October 23rd, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0500.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County. Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners, at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from West Winds Church.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here as we get set for week 8. Hard to believe. Seems like we just got started. And we're rolling into the next to last week. In fact, the last game for Lumen Christi tonight. They're over at Battle Creek Penfield. We'll get some scores in on that later on, and a few pretty important games. Teams trying to get to that 6-win mark, Tom. We'll have a lot of scores coming in from all over the place tonight.
Well, the biggest one trying to get to the 6-win mark is in the Cascades Conference, where three of them, actually two of them, Napoleon and Michigan Center. Nah, I'm reading that wrong. It's just Napoleon that's 5-2. Yeah, Center's already in. But what I was trying to get at is there is a three-way tie there between Michigan Center, Addison, and Napoleon for first place in that Cascades Conference. So if they all win tonight, it'll end up being a three-way tie for the Cascades Conference Championship.
Yeah, Napoleon with a win, and they have East Jackson tonight, so they'll be heavily favored. They would qualify. Columbia Central's at 5. They will qualify tonight if they can win at Dundee. We have Horton and Grass Lake. They're both 4-3, Tom. They could get in if they win their last two.
Well, the last few years, customarily, also 5-4s, there's been a lot of them that have made the field because there's only maybe 230 or so schools make the 256 to get the field. So you're going to get 25 or 30 or 32 schools that have to be added with 5-4 records. So there's certainly an opportunity. You got to win them. If you just win them both, you're in. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, no question.
Our K105 3 game tonight, big game for Western. They've got to win their last two. Certainly they're favored in both of them, but you never know what happens, what might happen when they play Northwest. The two longtime rivals. There's been a few upsets there over the years. Western has Dexter next Friday. So if they win out, Western is in. And it looks like we'll have a fairly decent representation of teams in the area that will be in the playoffs. Let's take another 3 break. Kickoff coming up for Jackson High and Lansing Eastern. Just a few minutes away on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best price. Payment tax, title, license, and fees. With RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer ends October 31st, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmella Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and Orthopedic Rehab Specialist wants to help improve the lives of our Jackson residents by offering a refer-a-friend campaign. With direct access, you can visit one of our six ORS locations 10 times over 21 days with or without a doctor's referral to see if physical therapy is right for you and your friend. Choose physical therapy first and share the healing. Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Visit orsmi.com for details.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Withington. Awaiting the, looks like the national anthem here. Don't know exactly what the delay is, but players have been standing out on the field waiting for the anthem for about 5 minutes.
Well, they couldn't get the they had to get all of the participants through the gate, and they were right in front of the band, and it just so the band couldn't get up to their spot, and awful lot of people getting moved around here. It was just, again, a tremendous ceremony for the Pink Viking Project. I used to be totally against this because I thought the money was going to waste that they buy these uniforms, but these sponsors pay for these uniforms, these jerseys, and then the kids give them to the sponsors after the game, and it turns out to be quite a fundraiser, and the funds don't go to Jackson Public Schools. The funds go to the cancer awareness. So
Henry Ford Allegiance.
Mm-hmm. Just another thing that Scott does, he tries to get the kids to pay back the community a little bit and give them some semblance of, you know, what's needed in society. And he does a good job. I don't care about wins and losses. What Scott does with these kids is pretty special. And, you know, the other day they were down by 5 points with 9 seconds to go and they score that touchdown. And, you know, you're in the middle of a cornfield up in Okemos, and the fact that he was able to keep those kids together.
That can make your year.
Absolutely.
Game like that.
You know, but he kept those kids together, and they didn't quit on him. So that's a testimony to him and what he's been able to do with these kids.
Well, we'll keep it right here for the anthem tonight. Jackson High Marching Vikings. And the kickoff is just ahead, Jackson High and Lansing Eastern, and our national anthem from Withington.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, as always, by the Jackson High School marching band. Look like the spectator bus has arrived yet for Lansing Eastern. I don't think they've got double digits over there. Tom, they have 20 players.
Yeah, and most of them are in the 10th grade.
Jackson's roster looks
a little smaller.
Looks depleted from the start of the season.
We haven't seen them in a couple of weeks. I did mention their nice win down by five. They scored a touchdown with just on the last play of the game. Lance Taylor was able to throw a touchdown pass to win that game 25-24 up at Okemos. And that did put Jackson in a tie with Okemos for fifth place in the CAAC Blue. If they can win tonight against Eastern and next week against Everett, you know, that would give Jackson High a
4-5,
and then they would be 4-3 in the league, and that would put them right in the middle of the conference, which, let's face it, in a conference with East Lansing and Grand Ledge, it's pretty tough to get too much higher than that. And this, of course, will be the final year of the CAAC Blue for Jackson as they move into the SEC next year.
Quakers will kick off. Vikings, pink uniforms, a little easier to read. Lansing Easterns are impossible. They have yellow on white. Here's a run back out to about the 35-yard line on the opening kickoff for the Vikings, and they will start right there.
Kickoff just a little bit late tonight at 7:03. Jackson High and Lansing Eastern. Of course, we'll keep you updated. We have correspondence at the Lumen Christi game over at Battle Creek Penfield, and we'll also be keeping track of Western at Northwest in the Hunger Bowl.
How about outstate tonight? Muskegon and Mona Shores, Grand Rapids Catholic and Grand Rapids West Catholic.
That game at Fifth Third Field up in Comstock Park.
Here come the Vikings with Lance Taylor at quarterback. Hand off up the middle for a couple 3 yards out to about the 37. It'll be about three. They started at the 34. That was Paul Fairchild, the junior, at 215 over the football. And Taylor comes over to get the play from Scott Farley. One running back and two slots. And Taylor's back to throw and look out from behind. And he throws it away.
I didn't hear a whistle or a signal. Finally, the referee in the white hat.
They're call grounding. No, nobody there. Taylor should have just ran with the ball. He's being chased from behind by a big defensive end, and that was a real botched play for the Vikings on second down. And we have an injured Lansing Eastern player. It looks like I don't even have a number one.
You can actually see the number. Eastern's got
white. That will be one of the few times you can see it tonight.
Yeah, they got white uniforms, and the poor kid is sitting at the 45-yard line, and you can see clearly he's wearing number one. White uniforms with gold numerals for Eastern, and you can see that he's number one, but he's not on the program for head coach Troy Matlock and the Eastern Quakers.
So we are off to a slow start. This will be big walk-off against the Vikings.
Kind of a sluggish start for the kids, and you can just
predict it.
Yeah, just with the last hour of the ceremony.
Just underway, no score. This will be the third play. Jackson has a third down and about 21. And Taylor's in a shotgun look. Stands back at the 18-yard line, back to throw it. being chased. He's in trouble, and he just has to run out of bounds. Good job by Lansing Eastern.
They better pick that kid up. That was either number 10 or number 40. 10 is Ricky Bell, and 40 is Will Roberts, and both of them were unblocked.
Right in the backfield. Taylor didn't have a chance. And it's fourth down, 21 for the High. See if we can pick out the kicker. Number two, Kyra Johnson. Jackson, of course, does not have 11 on the field. They run somebody on late. Now they throw a fake, and it's intercepted but dropped. What in the world? Are you kidding me?
Justice Kukoc had it in both hands, and somehow he dropped it. I guess he's probably better off because they're going to get the ball.
Oh, right, yeah. You don't even want to intercept that.
I don't
that.
Think he dropped it intentionally
no,
either, but
no.
He just dropped it. So Jackson and I tried a fake punt look, a pass by backup quarterback Kyer Johnson, and he threw it right to the Eastern kid. It was incomplete. So Eastern takes over first and 10 at the Jackson High 24.
Not many fakes on fourth and 21. You have to have supreme confidence in your defense to do that. Jackson jumps offside. I did not see a flag. The running play goes nowhere. God, I cannot believe there was not a flag.
They had to have broke the plane, but neither linesman threw the flag.
Wow.
You know, Eastern hasn't scored in 2 weeks. They lost to Everett 2 weeks ago. And you know, Everett's only got the one win against Eastern, and that was 35-0. And then you kind of expected last week Grand Ledge beat them 42-0. So they haven't scored. They probably haven't even been
across. And that was all in the first half.
Yeah, they probably haven't even been across midfield in a couple weeks.
They do have some big kids in that offensive line. And they run a quarterback boot. They turn the corner. 20-15, 10-5, touchdown. Lansing Eastern scores for the first time in 3 weeks on a quarterback boot. Boy, I don't even know if that was a design play. That may have been a broken play, Tom. It looked like the quarterback wanted to hand it off. Nobody was there, and then Jackson had no contain.
Well, there was a contain man, but he missed him.
He got beat.
Yeah, he was there. He just didn't. He did his job mentally. He just couldn't do it physically. So Eastern gets on the board. 10:03 to go in the first quarter. It's Eastern 6, Jackson nothing.
And Eastern will come out and try to run for two here or throw for two. They send a man in motion, and they don't go anywhere. Jackson stops the two-point attempt. 6-0, Lansing Eastern. Stunning the crowd here. 10 to go in the first. Back in 30 seconds on 970, 101.5 FM.
Where's the magic? Why? It's at the Collector's Zone. They have everything from memorabilia to trading cards and so much more. Check out the autographed Michigan and Michigan State memorabilia. Comic books? They've got those too. The latest sports cards? Check. Magic the Gathering? You know it. Don't forget protection, display, and storage products for all your collectibles. The Collector's Zone, where there's magic. Located at 1425 Wildwood Avenue. Check them out on the web at www.thecollectorszone.net or call 517-788-8499.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
I believe that was Trent O'Brien that ran 21 yards for the Quakers score. They failed on the two. And here's their kick. Short kick to the 25, the run back. Across the field, 35-36. David Barberi. Nice return, but he was going sideways for most of it. Got it out to the 36 and a first down for Jackson, and their first series was an absolute disaster.
little bit better field position here on Jackson's second possession after that nice return by Barberry.
And it looks like they have Johnson in at quarterback now instead of Taylor. And he runs an option with a pitch. 40, 50, 40, 30, all the way down to the Quaker 25-yard line. Number three, Dakota Robertson on the option pitch. One thing about Kyrie Johnson, Ratch, when he comes in there, he does make some good things happen.
Yeah, that was he read that pretty well, and just as he was going to get hit, the Eastern player on that option was going to hit him, and he flipped it out to Dakota Robertson, and he got all the way down, to the 25-yard line of Eastern.
Eastern up 6-0. Jackson now threatening at the 25-yard line. They run the same play the other way. Late pitch. Fumble. And Lansing Eastern recovers.
Just a horrible start for Jackson.
Terrible.
He had a nice gain going. I can't tell you who the ball carrier was. And he had a nice gain going, and the ball popped free over there on that far sideline right in front of the Eastern bench, and the Quakers take over at the 21.
I think if I had to bet on it, Tom, that pitch was just a little bit behind him. But you got to secure the ball. You can't keep running. And he left it on the ground, and the Quakers recover at the 21-yard line, leading 6-0. We played less than 3 minutes here. And it's been a three-minute disaster for Jackson High so far. Quakers out of a little tight eye formation. And they bust one almost to the house. Last player out there was Johnson that made the stop.
Devin Tolles on the carry for Eastern. A great gain. Kyer Johnson on the tackle, but not until...
16 yards.
Yeah, and a first down for the Quakers.
And Johnson was the last man. He would have ran 79 yards for a touchdown if Johnson doesn't make that tackle. So first down for the Quakes. O'Brien out of the gun. That snap is over his head. He goes back, retrieves it. Broken play. He's going to be hit way back at the 25. Ball's loose, picked up by Jackson. What happened?
It was whistled dead immediately.
Whistle blew.
Pretty good collision there, too, to Jackson's. I think they're mad, and they did. They did hit him pretty good there. Eastern's play broke down, and when I think it was O'Brien started scrambling, there was nowhere for him to go.
What division is Lansing Eastern?
Eastern is Class B. They're
look at that bench.
They got 855 kids in the school.
There is nobody over there on the sideline.
Seven players on the sideline.
And about 12 up in the stands.
Yeah, seven or eight on the sideline.
Now they call it grounding. Now maybe he tried to throw it. O'Brien was being smothered by many pink jerseys there, and he must have tried to throw the ball away or something. They call it grounding. That's a loss of down.
Is that the second one of those today?
Yeah, one for each team.
Now that's rare.
This has not been a Da Vinci here, this first 5 minutes. Second down for the Quakers and 27. Second and 27 from the 20. Bring the other quarterback in for just a little handoff. and that gets out to maybe the 22. Be third and 25. GOC Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell here from Withington. Pretty nice night here. We roll into the middle of October.
70 degrees at kickoff.
Looks a little threatening to the north. Quakers need a mile here on third down. They fumble the snap. That ball's loose. Jackson says they have it. But do the officials? They do. Jackson recovers. And a debacle for Lansing Eastern. Keep a close eye on that out-of-town scoreboard, Tom.
Lumen Christie just scored. They lead 6-0 at Penfield. The PAT failed, so it's Lumen Christie 6, Penfield nothing. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
6-0 here. The PAT failed here also. Quakers lead. And there's Lance Taylor, and he's going to run for a touchdown. Taylor goes 22 yards. Good run by the senior. And we're tied up at 6. And Jackson will go for the lead here. Colin Molitor, we believe. Kick is up. Booming kick. Good. Look. 6'2 junior bangs it through. 7'6. Jackson up by a digit. We're back in a half minute. On WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Right now through October 23rd, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So Jay High, after an abysmal start, has grabbed the lead at 7-6. And they will kick to the winless Quakers here, who just scored a touchdown. Their first in about 3 weeks. Run back of the kick, right up the middle, out to the 35-yard line. Pretty good return.
That's going to turn into that was actually a solo tackle. Even though these numbers are a little easier to read, Jackson High's got their pink jerseys with white pants. The number is white.
It's small.
And it's a small font.
But the Quakers, you can't see anything out there in those suits.
Do you remember when I was coaching here with Ben Pack 25 years ago, we had white jerseys with orange numerals? You probably didn't see too many away games. Maybe the Lumen Christie game at the end of the year, but we had orange numerals. Very, very difficult to read also.
First down. And this play will not get back to the line of scrimmage.
I would think it'd be pretty simple. When you wear white, you put a black number. Eastern's blue and gold, okay, put a big blue number.
Yeah. just impossible to identify. But we can tell you it's second and 10 as that play gained 0.00. Lumen up 6-0 early at Penfield. High snap. O'Brien picks it up. Can he turn the corner? He can. He's at the 40. Head over heels he goes. Just about a yard short of a first down.
The Jackson cornerback on that far side, I think it might have been Kyer Johnson, tackled him low and it spun him head over heels.
Third down and a yard here for the Quakes. 7-6, Jackson.
That might have been Tyrone Kane, number 6 on that far corner.
And looks like they got the first down. Needed a yard. They plugged out about 2.
Trey Monroe, number 62, very active up front for the Vikes. Noah Hubbard was credited with the tackle, number 52, the very fine senior linebacker and son of head wrestling coach Mark Hubbard.
Hubbard's played well. Monroe, Fleming. Kyer Johnson out in the secondary. Kretzinger. We have a timeout on the field. Well, we're off to a slow start here. 6:11 to go in the first, 7-6. Jackson High. Let's take a 30 break right back on 970, 101.5 FM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Big 70 out there, Maurice Smith for the Vikings on defense, 6'2", 245 senior. Playing at a D tackle. A first down, Quakers 46-yard line. And they drop the ball, and I believe Jackson has it, and they do. The quarterback, nobody touched him. Nobody was near the quarterback. He dropped the ball in the field.
Yeah, he was going to pivot to his left and somehow just lost the handle on it.
You might as well turn around and just hand it to the opponent. There was no contact there whatsoever. Jackson takes over at the 41-yard line of Lansing Eastern. Comedy of errors here so far. And with 6:07 to go, Vikings speed out to the field. With Kyer Johnson at quarterback this time. He's out of the gun. It's about 5 yards behind the center. High snap. He keeps it. And he jets up the middle. And he has a first down. He's still on his feet. Takes a real shot. 27-yard line. That's a pickup of 15 yards for Kyer Johnson. The little 5'6", 150-pound junior. As well as Lance Taylor has played lately, Johnson has been effective when he comes in. He can run. He's really quick. And the Vikes have a first down at the Quaker, 27. Johnson back to throw. loops it out here to nobody in particular. In fact, the Eastern had two players closest to the ball.
Yeah, that part of the offense doesn't work nearly as well as it should.
No, that's just a quick, about a three-step drop, roll, throw. One problem, the receiver didn't even have his head turned. Tough to catch it like that. Here's a running play going nowhere on second and 10. Jackson does not get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, blocking completely broke down. Three kids in white jerseys from Eastern were there to make the tackle.
That'll bring up third and 11.
I'm not so sure on that one. Johnson probably should have flash faked and kept that. If three kids jump the running back, if he'd have continued on the belly, he probably would have been able to run.
We have 5 minutes to go. We'll call it a sluggish first quarter. From the stadium, 7-6 Jackson. Johnson rolling. And great tackle right at the 30-yard line. That's a loss of another yard or two.
That was Trent O'Brien, number four on the tackle. Sets up fourth down and long.
I thought Johnson was going to run right around him. That was a great tackle. Fourth and 12.
Johnson remains in a quarterback, but number five, Lance Taylor, is in, is one of, is the slot receiver on the right.
Johnson out of the gun. Rolls right, looks to throw. Had a man open, late with the pass, incomplete. Quakers take over. He had a man wide open for a touchdown, but he was way late trying to get rid of the ball. And then throwing it on the run, it would have been tough to get it down into the end zone. And Jackson turns it over on downs. That was number four. Logan Allen was open for a touchdown, but they couldn't get him the ball. So Quakers get it back. Time out of town.
Yeah, 3:29 to go in the first. Lumen Christie leads Penfield 6-0. And with right near the end of the first quarter in the Cascades, it's Napoleon 16, East Jackson 0.
Seven, six here. Jackson by a point. Quakers the ball. And they run off the left side for a yard or two.
Little off tackle play there. A nice stop. Number 70, Murray Smith. A couple other Vikings over there on that far side of the field.
Pickup of three by Tolles, and it will be second and 7. There's the pitch. They turn it. 35-40, first down. Pretty good play for Eastern there, that real quick pitch.
Yeah, very nice play, just a toss sweep to the right. Zion Hardrick is the force man over on this side, and he didn't force anything. He just kind of widened up, which leads me to believe that the linebacker is supposed to funnel through there. He must have gotten blocked. So another first down for the Quakers. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Jackson leads Lansing Eastern 7-6.
And on first down from their own 41, right up the middle, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Oh, we have a flag. Wow. That might be the best play of the year for Lansing Eastern. That was a straight dive, Tom. Nobody touched the ball carrier.
61 yards. 59 yards, I guess it is. And yeah, that's disconcerting, but it is going to come back, it looks like. The officials are talking it over. Penalty flag was thrown by the linesman that's over there with the chain gang. That's a motion penalty against Lansing East.
Wow. Snuffs out a 59-yard touchdown scamper. Nothing you could really see. Maybe it was a wide receiver over there on the far side. That's where the flag was, right in front of the Eastern bench. Nothing blatant like earlier when three Jackson players were offside and there was no flag.
It looked like one of those three had to have crossed the plane and it wasn't called.
Well, right. Or all three. First and 15. Quakers run just about the same play. They get back to the original line of scrimmage. They get the 5 yards back to the 41. Tolls again on the carry for five.
You know, those type of plays are very good for a team like Eastern. They've only got 17, 18 kids on the team. Practice is absolutely impossible, so you just run a bunch of quick hitters like this. You don't need to be real sophisticated. They obviously have a couple of kids on this team that can run.
Yeah, they got some speed. Mm-hmm. Quarterback is Trent O'Brien, the smiling Irishman, sophomore at quarterback. And they run a little trick play. Close to a first down out near midfield.
I want to say that was Terry McCord, number 15, on the reverse.
Kind of a reverse play.
Yeah, he started out as the right flanker and came back to the left. Very nice tackle by Jackson. Kept him a couple of yards short of the first down marker, down to the 49-yard line of the Quakers.
Third down about two here for the Quakes. They trail the high 7-6. We're into the last 1:45 of a very lengthy first quarter. Like everything's in slow motion, Tom.
Yeah, it does appear that way.
Quakes need two, and they get very close to the first down. I'll predict they'll bring the chains out. They got to the Jackson 49. And that is a first down. They give it to him. Surprised they didn't measure that. That's a first down. Quakers at the Jackson 49. Boy, you just look over at that Quaker bench. There's nobody there. There's no fans. That is not a pretty sight. O'Brien rolling. Late pitch. Good play by Jackson defensively. They knocked down the running back Tolls for a loss of about three.
Noah Hubbard again on the tackle. Yeah, you feel sorry for Eastern.
Micah Kretzinger was over there.
It's tough. You feel sorry for those kids.
And that's going to end the first quarter. It was scintillating. Jackson 7, Lansing Eastern 6. We're back in a minute. 970, 101.5 FM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2017 Lincoln MKC, VIN number 5LNCJ2, CP5HUL, 69062, stock number 49777, easy pay and lease $282 a month for 36 months, 7,500 miles per year, with $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees with RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All
factory rebates to dealer. Offer ends October 31st, 2017. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at BillyWhiteRoofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
K105.3 tonight. We have Western Northwest. We'll try to get you a score on that. Baseball tonight with the Yankees in Houston. Here's a throwback to the quarterback. It's a double pass. They throw it long. It's caught! Touchdown! What a play by Lansing Eastern. A double pass behind the line of scrimmage. And that goes 49 yards for a touchdown. Are you kidding me?
That's pretty amazing. Lansing Eastern, 0-7. In the last 61 games, they've only won three. They're 3-58 with all three wins in the last 6 years, 7 years against Jackson High. And they got the Vikes on the ropes. 11:48 to go in the second quarter. Eastern just scores on a 52-yarder, a double pass. It was caught, beautifully thrown, and executed. And Eastern now leads Jackson 12-7.
The quarterback flipped it to Tolles. He went to the right and then threw way back across the field, back to the quarterback. He threw it. He just went back and threw it as far as he could. They try to run for two, and they don't get there, just short of the goal line. So it stays at 12-7 for Lansing Eastern. The quarterback, O'Brien, just threw it as far as he could, and the receiver, whomever that was, ran under it like Dez Bryant down there. Made the catch over the shoulder last 15 yards.
It was a beautiful catch.
It was. Run. It was an amazing play for a team that looks this disorganized most of the time. Wow, that was a shocker. And if you're Scott Farley right now, you got to be a little concerned, Tom.
I'd be a lot concerned.
Yeah.
You do anticipate that after the Pink Viking gut-wrenching.
First play of the quarter, 12 seconds.
You know, that ceremony does take a lot out of those kids. And it goes on for an hour, one from 6 till 7. But they're going to have to wake up here pretty soon. And the other thing that they've got is Eastern knows, you know, with three wins in their last 62 games, they're 3-58.
Well, the longer they hang around, the more trouble they're going to be.
Absolutely.
And they scored a touchdown that was called back of almost 60 yards. Here's the kick. And the run back by Jackson, 20-25, 30-35. Tackle right there, about the 36.
I didn't see any Jackson kids blocking anybody from Eastern right there. Matter of fact, there were three Eastern kids that probably could have made the tackle, but they weren't polished enough. They didn't break down and get into a football position to make the tackle, but eventually he ran out of room and one of the kids kind of squeezed him off over here on the sideline.
Yeah, polished is not a term you probably use much with that team. But they're out here playing hard.
Yeah, now next year Eastern goes into one of the lower, I think they go into the middle division of the CAAC. Sexton goes into the smallest division because they're a smaller school, so they're going to be playing the likes of
Lance Taylor back in, hands off. Not much there.
Eastern's going to be playing in that middle, like St. John's,
They'll get clobbered.
DeWitt's coming. DeWitt's taking their place. Yeah, they're going to get clobbered. But Sexton goes into the smaller division, and isn't that Lansing Catholic and Portland and them?
Yeah.
That's who they're going to be playing. Williamston.
Jackson runs an option, and Taylor gets drubbed right at the line. Third down and 10 for the Vikings. Just everything in slow motion here. Just underway in the second, Lansing Eastern right now. Stunning. The crowd in pink. 12-7. And Taylor's back out of the gun. Bobbled the snap. Pitches it out late. Quakers miss the tackle, and Jackson gets the first down out over the 45-yard line. Is Edwards playing tonight, Tom? Recall his name.
I haven't seen him anywhere, Greg.
Yeah, I don't think he's out there. He's really been their top running back. Jackson got the first down, the 47. Here's a late pitch. No contain for Eastern. And down the sideline for a first down all the way inside the 35-yard line.
I think that was Kretzinger up that far sideline. A real nice run and a first down for the Vikes.
Well, the Vikings running two straight options, and they get about 35 yards out of those two plays. And they're at the Quaker 34. Same thing the other way. Got a block, 30, cut back. And down to the 20 for a first down, and that is Edwards. Xavier Edwards. 20-yard line. Again, the numbers testy here tonight for both teams. Jackson trying to regain the lead. Trailing 12-7. Taylor out of the gun, no running back. And Taylor keeps it, and he gets hit hard. 14-yard line.
I think that was O'Brien again, Trent O'Brien on the tackle. Nobody blocked him.
Oh, Jackson will have a second and about four from the 14. Oh, it's Taylor and Edwards in the backfield. And Edwards, not much there. Tried to run up the middle, and
he didn't
might have got back to the line.
Yeah, no blocking whatsoever again by the Vikes up front. Whatever Eastern's doing. And I will say this. When you're playing a team like Eastern, it's tough to prepare for them because you don't know where they're going to line up. You really don't. They're just kind of, I hate to say they're playing street ball, but that's what it is. The better coached teams are easier to prepare for than guys like this.
Here's the option. Taylor breaks a tackle. At the 10, he's got a first down, 5. Lance Taylor, nifty run down to the 5-yard line. And with 8:40 to go in the first half, Vikes 5 yards away from regaining the lead. Tom?
Just heard from Christy Raskowski over at the Hunger Bowl at Northwest. Western has now just scored again, so Western leads Northwest 21-0. About 9 minutes to go in the first half.
That game on K105.3. Here's Taylor. Hit down at about the 2-yard line.
Of course, the game means an enormous amount for Western. Throw in the fact that it's against their archenemy, Northwest. But they need a win tonight, and they need a win next week
Dexter
against Dexter to get into the playoffs.
And I believe that's at home, and I believe Dexter is not very good.
Remember, they went to the playoffs 2 years ago or last year, and they had to play Coldwater again.
And yeah.
It was, you know.
Here's a touchdown and a flag. Flag was out in the secondary. Jackson ran for a touchdown.
Have to mention there's seven officials in the CAAC blue. It's the only time we see seven officials all year. All the other games have five.
This flag was nowhere near the play, so I'm thinking, Tom, it was something really away from the play.
Yeah, it was the side judge on the far pylon.
It's against.
Illegal participation penalty against Lansing Eastern is declined by Jackson.
And a touchdown for the Vikes. So they storm into a 13-12 lead. Here with 7:43 to go. Colin Molitor on the extra point. Good snap, good kick. And the Vikings lead 14-12. We're back in 30 on 970, 101.5 FM.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell tonight on WKHM. WKHM.com around the world, 101.5 on your FM dial. Jackson leads 14-12, 7:43 left here in a real lengthy first half. And the Vikes getting set to kick off. We think. Couple of the officials conversing down here. And Jackson, that 5-yard penalty marked off against Lansing Eastern on the kickoff. Is that something new?
I'm not real sure what just happened. There was a penalty on the touchdown play. It was declined.
Right.
It was declined, so it couldn't have been on that. Was there something on the PAT? A bunch of kids jumped the kicker on the PAT. Maybe something got thrown on that.
That could have been.
Now the Eastern coaches are all checking. They want to talk with the white hat. Updated score from Penfield. Lumen Christi now leads 28-7. Over Penfield, Lumen Christi 28, Penfield 7, 28 seconds left in the second quarter.
And we're at a standstill here as the officials are trying to explain to the Eastern coaches why Jackson is kicking off from the 45 instead of the 40. Over in the Detroit area, West Bloomfield. leads Southfield 45-24. We are playing football at a snail's pace here at Withington. Finally, they get the ball back to the kicker. See if Jackson kicks it deep. Quakers think they're going to onside it. They do a little punch kick. That's out of bounds. And that's kind of a waste. Just drilled it right out of bounds. And Eastern will get the ball to the 35-yard line. ...14-12. Jackson leads by just two against a team that hadn't scored in 3 weeks. Ball went out of bounds at the 31. Well, that's a penalty, Tom. Don't you get it at the 35? What are these guys doing? That ball was just drilled out of bounds.
That's a good question.
I believe we've had rules misapplied here at the stadium. Nobody touched the ball. And here's a running play back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. They have a Holbrook sophomore playing. I remember that a couple years ago they had a Holbrook here that beat Jackson. I do believe. That was quite a good player.
This one's Tracy, number three.
Here's the pitch. Get outside. Good quickness.
He can run. That's Holbrook again.
Holbrook, 38-yard line. They'll be about 2 yards short, 3 yards short of a first down. I am just mesmerized at that kick that went out of bounds. The kickoff went out of bounds at the 31-yard line, and the official spotted that at the 31-yard line.
Like it was a punt.
Ball carrier hit in the backfield. Now he's shoved forward for about a yard, but they're going to mark him back.
Devin Tolles, number five on the carry. Looked like Noah Hubbard and a couple of the other Vikes were in on the stop.
It'll be fourth down and three. It's like the Quakers are going to kick it, maybe. Pretty good Jackson crowd tonight, but look across the way. There is nobody in those bleachers. They do kick it. Plenty of room to run it back. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40 down the sideline. Flags. That was Dakota Robertson, and he just stumbled over the 20-yard line and went right down face first.
Yeah, nobody tackled him.
Nobody touched him.
Ay, ay, ay.
Tripped over the chalk, but we had a flag. They're going to bring it back anyway, probably.
two dozen. There are 24 people in the seats on the far side with another.
It doesn't look like that many.
With another couple kids walking over there, it's going to be under 30.
Is John Benson one of them?
I don't even, you know, this would be the type of game Benson would come to and sit over there. I have a sneaking suspicion he's sitting out on the back porch at Gillett's Lake.
They threw a flag, but they give Jackson the ball at the 20. So there was no walk-off against Jackson. This is a bizarrely officiated game. And up the middle, Johnson, touchdown. Kyrie Johnson, the fake handoff. He pulled it out, and nobody laid a mitt on Johnson. It's 20-12.
You would think that that would probably break Eastern spirits.
Probably.
5:18 to go in the first half. Jackson 20, Eastern 12. Johnson, a nice little quarterback bootleg run right up the middle.
Quick.
I don't even think he, you're right. I don't believe he was touched.
And Molitor out for the extra point. Kick is good. Out of the...
There's no 33 in our
no
program.
33 in the media guide. But 33 did a good job holding there. 21-12. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 970 101.5 FM.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's the Viking kick following the touchdown run by Kyrie Johnson, and the kick all the way down into the end zone. See if they bring it back to the 20. Celine leads Ypsilanti 17-0 at the half. Halftime, Coldwater 27, Hastings 0. Halftime, Grass Lake, Michigan Center 14-14. And let's see, Harper Creek, Marshall are 7-7 at halftime.
That would be enormous if Marshall could knock off Harper Creek. That would put Lumen Christi and Harper Creek in a two-way tie for first.
20-yard line for Eastern. They run a little draw play. Out to the 26. That's Tolles. Devin Tolles, 5'8", 143. Just past 8 o'clock, WKHM Jackson. From Withington Stadium, second down about 4 here for the Quakers. Down 21-12. And 4:40 to go till halftime. Quakers have three wideouts. They do have the one long pass play. Now the quarterback reverses and gets a first down.
Sometimes those broken plays have worked better for them than anything else they do.
Exactly. Quarterback was running to his left. There's nothing there, so he just turned around, went the other way, and he got about 5 yards. And the clock runs. 31-yard line, first down, Lansing Eastern. Trailing by 9. Dan O'Brien, there's that draw play. Ball's loose. Jackson has it. We have a flag.
Referee threw that flag at the back of the play. That's a holding call against Eastern.
Well, Jackson gets the ball and yet another Lansing Eastern fumble. So plenty of time for the High to kick one in here before halftime. Or two.
No, they could score twice.
From the Quaker 48. Taylor back to throw. That's incomplete. Try to get it to Kretzinger. That was, even if you catch that ball, you gain, it's a long pass all the way across the field. You gain a yard.
And the Eastern defender was on his hip. There was really no reason to throw it to him.
There's the late pitch on the option. And it looks like Jackson has a first down.
I think that was Edwards on that. And that was the option where you fake the fullback belly. Quarterback stepped down the line and pitched it to, I want to say it was Edwards. It's on the far side. You can't read the numbers. But they did get the first down across the 40-yard line down to the Eastern 37.
3.5 to go. Clock stopped with that play run out of bounds. Now they wind her up. There's the pitch to Edwards. 35-30. Should go all the way. 10-5. Touchdown. Xyer Edwards on the little pitch from Lance Taylor. No contest. And it's 27-12. And Colin Molitor out for the extra point. He's a good-looking kicker, and he bangs that through. He a soccer player?
I don't know. He didn't kick the. This is our third game, or fourth. I haven't seen him before.
He could have kicked that from 30 yards. 28-12 back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Vikings kick a deep. Wow, Boomer. End zone. Now that was...
That was 18. That was Quentin Smith.
Okay. Wow. He drilled that. That landed 1 yard deep in the end zone.
Wind is not blowing at all right now.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of high school kicks get to the end zone on the fly. Okay, Eastern, let's see if they can hold on to the ball. They've had it's either three or four turnovers here. And a couple after they took the lead, 12-7. And they have the ball at the 20. Back to throw. Trouble throws into the bench.
Clock stops with 3:13 to go in the first half. Jackson High leads 28-12 over Lansing Eastern. It's halftime now at Battle Creek Penfield, where Lumen Christi leads Penfield 28-7. And Western was not having any trouble with Northwest. It was Western 21, Northwest nothing near the end of the first half.
Quakers with a second down and 10. O'Brien, the quarterback. Pitches it out. They try to sweep it, and the cutback for a couple yards, not much. Bring up a third and 8. Halftime, Muskegon 7, Mona Shores 7. Halftime, Montague 48, Ravenna nothing. Goodness. Long-time rivals there.
Do you have Montague predicted to be Division VI?
I'm not sure. I believe they are.
Just for the heck of it, I took a look at the playoff point situation today. They've got more playoff points than Lumen Christi. And you know who else does, too, is Madison Heights Madison. And that could certainly be a region for the Titans. Warren, Michigan Collegiate also has more points. So I was fairly confident just last week that Lumen Christi would have enough playoff points to probably get three home games. You never really know how the district – certainly I can't envision any district team. All the Water Valete is 7-0. And
right.
They've got a pretty good amount of points. The Titans do have more than they do right now.
Zeeland West leading Holland Christian 22-6. Flint Powers over Bay City John Glenn 21-7 at halftime. Quakers third and long. That pass is near nobody. Fourth and long. Clock stopped.
Again.
And it looks like Jackson will get the ball back. Holt, nothing. Okemos, nothing. Halftime. Goodrich leading Montrose 26-17. I think Goodrich is another. Jackson goes for a punt block. ball is touched at about the 45-yard line, so plenty of time for Jackson to run one in again. And Eastern's really getting to the point now where they're almost defenseless. Same kids on the field the whole game.
Yeah, and that little emotional boost that they had when they took that early lead of 6-0 and then took that second lead at 12-7, that's all gone now.
Yeah, that's evaporated.
Yeah, three straight touchdowns by Jackson High has taken care of that. The Vikes lead 28-12, 2:28 to go in the first half.
And Kyer Johnson at quarterback. The little scooter. .56, .150. And here's a running play. Oh, Jackson fumbles it away. Ball's loose. Still loose. And the Quakers recover down at the 15-yard line. Yeah, it's that kind of day.
Well, Eastern's
ugly.
Yeah, Eastern's lucky they picked that up because the first Eastern player was nowhere near anybody else, and he went to dive on the ball, and it bounced away from him.
Not a thing of beauty here tonight.
Well, except if you're ahead 28-12, it's a heck of a lot better than if you're behind 28-12.
Exactly. See if those 14 fans stay around here at halftime. Ball's at the 16-yard line where the Quakers recovered. And they're back to throw it. They run a quick little draw play. And about 5 yards out over the 20, 21, 22-yard line. Michigan, Indiana here tomorrow. 11 o'clock pre-noon kickoff. Homecoming in Bloomington. Here's Bryant, throws one. Caught. And destruction by the Jackson High defender, Darius Dukes. Jackson takes a timeout. They want to get the ball back, 1:45. It'll be a third and very long for the Quakers. 30 break. We'll come right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for 5 generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
.145 to go here. It's third and about 10 for the Quakers. Trent O'Brien back to throw. He's being chased. He got away from one. Going to be hit from behind, and down he goes. Right at the line of scrimmage, fourth down. Jackson takes a timeout. And they want the ball back. 93 seconds left. Action brought to you by Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Craft Insurance, Subway Sub Shops, The Collector Zone, Jackson YMCA, Omnisource, White's Restaurant, Northwest Community Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, Denny's Restaurant, So the Quakers will, I guess, likely kick here, and they'll be standing down around their five-yard line. Jackson went for a block here about a minute ago. Didn't really come close. Now with two receivers deep, seemed like they would go for a return.
That's Dakota Robertson and Lance Taylor.
Dominic Garcia stands back at the three-yard line. Snap is a wobbler. Kick is a spiral. Oh, got a great bounce. Hit at the 40 and rolls all the way down to the Jackson 48. With a buck 20 to go till halftime.
No score in Houston after a half inning. The Yanks in Houston.
They're playing already?
Yep. At 8:08 was the first pitch.
Man.
In the football frenzy game over on 105.3 with Steve Boyle and Jason Smith, it's halftime now. Western leads Northwest 28-0 in the Hunger Bowl over at Northwest.
Here's the pitch on the option. 40, 35, 30, 25. Kretzinger will not be dragged down all the way to the 24-yard line. Micah Kretzinger.
That looked like a mugging. Finally, about six Eastern kids. It took six of them to bring him down.
Clock running, 1 minute left. Taylor back to throw. Looks and throws. Caught, touchdown. Beautiful throw by Lance Taylor. Dakota Robertson on the diving catch. About 2 yards into the end zone, right at the pylon. Double move by Dakota Robertson. And a perfect strike that time from Lance Taylor. And it's 34-12. Extra point for Colin Molitor. And he booms that through. Back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or a free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Ratch GOC, it'll be the Quakers' 20-yard line, 56 seconds left. Lengthy first half. Yeah, we've had a ton of scoring here in the second quarter.
Jackson's had four touchdowns, and Eastern had the one on that double pass. a lot of times you see that explosion, and then in the third quarter you don't see any scoring. I'm predicting that won't happen tonight.
Quakers run a draw play up the middle. Good running room all the way out near the 40-yard line.
He can fly.
Little Tolls.
The 5'8", 143-pound junior speedster for the Quakers.
O'Brien throws it long, and it's about 20 yards past anybody with 42 seconds. I don't think they've completed a pass other than that 50-yarder. And we have 42 seconds. Clock stop with the incomplete pass. And the Vikings in full command here, 35-12.
The good news is there is no lengthy halftime. It's just a normal 15-minute halftime tonight.
Quarterback hit, and he fumbled. Jackson recovered. Wow, they called him down, and that looked like a fumble. Vikes recovered it, but they're going to give it back to Easter. I think it's the mercy rule. Clock runs. 20 seconds left till halftime. Third and 12. They pitch sweep. Jackson misses the tackle, misses another one. They get a first down. Boy, the Vikings missed three tackles.
Murray Smith, the big lineman, finally brought him down just past midfield. There's only 6 seconds left in the first half. Jackson does lead 35-12. Eastern's going to have one more shot at the end zone.
Jackson closes here next week with Lansing Everett.
Everett tonight is on the road at Grand Ledge. No score in on that one.
Save the equipment
there. You know, Everett's, yeah, they've only got the one win this season. New head coach, of course, Marcel Carruthers, that coached Everett for so long, is now the principal here at Lansing Eastern.
Maybe you can get him on at halftime. I'm sure he's over there. Ball's at the 47. Quakers must have had a timeout.
There's plenty of ex-principal football coach type guys sitting here. Tom Stobie is right in front of us, with his right-hand man, Joe Alger. Back 37 years ago when Parkside used to be a high school, those guys ran the program the last couple of years. School's already been closed for 35 years.
Joe's still complaining about that game last Saturday in Ann Arbor. Back to throw it, a little shuffle pass here, and that should get us to halftime. Mercifully. Mercifully. 35-12 Jackson after really, for them, a terrible first quarter, but pretty good second quarter. They scored four times in the second and lead lowly Lansing Eastern. 35-12 here at the half. 3 minute break. We'll come back. Get you some out of town scores. Sure, Tom wants to run over the scoring plays. here on 970 101.5 FM.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And we're back at Withington Stadium, GOC. Tom Ranchford. Well, they only put 10 minutes up on the clock here. Maybe they're going for a quick halftime here. Viking marching band on the field. Jackson scored 28 unanswered in the second quarter. Jump into a 35-12 lead.
You would have to say that was a shock to start the game. Eastern scored with 10:03 to go in the first quarter on that nice quarterback bootleg run of about 26 yards by Trent O'Brien, and it was 6-0, and you started looking at yourself thinking, wait a minute, Eastern, since 2011, has played 60, this is their 62nd game, and they've only won three games and lost 58 in that time, and the three wins were against Jackson, and you're thinking, not again. Jackson did come back just a few minutes later. Lance Taylor scored on a 22-yarder, and Colin Molitor's kick gave Jackson the lead at 7-6. But on the first play of the second quarter, Eastern had that trick play where they threw the pass. What'd they do? They handed off.
Double pass.
Passed it back to the flanker. He hit a kid in stride. They went about 50 on the touchdown. And with 11:48 to go in the first half, the first play of the second quarter, Eastern took that 12-7 lead, and Jackson's Dobbers were really down. But at the 7:43 mark, Jackson scored on a 5-yarder. They scored on a 20-yarder, a 37-yarder, and then Lance Taylor hit Dakota Robertson on a really nice 24-yard pass play. So four straight touchdowns for the Vikes, and they go into the halftime leading 35-12.
Let's take a look, Tom, at some out-of-town scores here.
Yeah, we'll get the local ones here, and then we'll pick up the statewide when we come back. Locally at the half, Lumen Christi leads Battle Creek Penfield 28-7. Also in the Interstate 8, in the Hunger Bowl, Western leads Northwest 28-0. And in the Interstate 8, Harper Creek and Marshall were tied at 7. I think that was a halftime score. We don't have anything. They're probably midway through the third by now. And finally in the I-8, Coldwater was having no trouble with Hastings. Coldwater 27, Hastings nothing. In the Cascades Conference, Grass Lake and Michigan Center were tied at 14. That's an upset in the brewing if Grass Lake can hold on and knock off Michigan Center. Napoleon was leading East Jackson early 16-0. And Manchester all over Vandercook by the score of 41-12.
Well, let's take a 2-minute break and we'll be back. We're at the half here at Withington. 35-12 Jackson on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles?
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays, with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Trojans ready for the tourney, getting started for free, and homecomings and hoaxes. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's regional tournament time this week in the Lower Peninsula in boys tennis and girls golf, and on the links, the Sturgis Trojans are ready for the postseason after winning another conference title last week. Mike Stiles of MHSAA Network affiliate WBET in Sturgis reports.
It's tough to win a championship in back-to-back years, but 3 years in a row, it's even more difficult. Just don't tell that to the Sturgis girls golf team, who last week captured their third straight Wolverine Conference championship. After going 8-0 on the season in the conference jamborees, the Lady Trojans shot 360 at Cheshire Hills Golf Club, 34 strokes better than host Allegan, who finished second at 394. In addition to seniors Katie Horn and Rachel Webb, freshman Carly Sanford and Riley Miller have made significant contributions to the team in 2017. Miller says the seniors have done a wonderful job in helping the new players to the team and keeping them loose and relaxed, but she says she still gets nervous when she steps up to the tee.
I do feel some pressure because I want to make sure that I help the team keep our reputation up.
Head coach Ken Shaw says that he wants those girls to always be ready when they get on the golf course, knowing teams are gunning for them.
There's a fine line between putting too much pressure on the girls and, you know, having them play too relaxed. Being a team sport coach, you know, old school, you know, I'm always trying to give them an edge.
Shaw says he's hoping that the Lady Trojans have a nice long postseason run in them. For This Week in High School Sports, I'm Mike Stiles.
Thanks, Mike. You can track all the tournament action at MHSAA.com. Our Sparrow Health Game balls this week go out to Nolan Fugate of Grand Rapids Catholic Central, who rushed for 477 yards, the fourth most in MHSAA history, in a wild 57-50 football win over Comstock Park last week. Fugate's performance overshadowed an MHSAA record-tying 18 pass receptions by Hunter Spence of Comstock Park. Our other game ball goes out to Rudyard's Sydney Zirup, who broke her own school record for blocks in volleyball in a match twice in 4 days last week. Choose the food-first mentality. Nutrient-rich foods provide all of the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplements. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
We often get asked the question, exactly how much does it cost to become an official? The first step in the process includes registering with the MHSAA, which costs roughly $50. With this $50, an official gets rule books, case books, mechanics manuals, and over $1 million in liability insurance coverage. For anyone registering for the first time, the MHSAA waives that fee in the first year. With someone who's new to officiating, cost of purchasing a uniform, equipment, and attending some camps and clinics are going to be first-year expenditures, which is why that first year is free on the MHSAA.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The past few weeks have given us homecoming weekends at high schools across the state and across the country, replete with parades, marching bands, colorful floats, spirit competitions in the hallways and the pep rallies, and spirited competition on the athletic fields, all done up in a way that only high school sports can. Trust me, there will never be a 30, 40, and 50-year reunion for your travel whatever team. And last weekend, a message crossed my desk with information about a national championship that would be taking place soon in T-ball for 6 and under kids. That's right, plunk down your $450 and haul your hiney to Houston for a chance to be the best. They should have put a hashtag on that said maybe Barnum was right, or a soda, another sign of the apocalypse. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Thanks for sticking with us. We'll get you a lot of scores coming up here, but the second half is kicking off. And the Vikes kick to Lansing Eastern, and the run back, 2022. Tackle miss there, 25-26 yard line for Eastern, and a first down. Snappy halftime. I wish they were all like that. And we're rolling here. Late game. Already quarter to nine. Just starting this third. Jackson up 35-12. Tom, the big game in Muskegon.
Yeah, kind of a back and forth battle, actually, as Muskegon and Muskegon-Mona Shores are now tied at 14. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. And then the big one in Grand Rapids sees Grand Rapids Catholic Central lead West Catholic 21-14. That game at Fifth Third Field in Grand Rapids.
Quakers run that little draw play. Couple yards out to the 29. At about 3. Second and 7. Bikes lead here, 35-12. Yeah, those 14 people hung around across the way. Trent O'Brien. Little quarterback, back to throw. Down the middle, long, and that's intercepted. Kyer Johnson, 50, 45, 40, 35, and the Vikings have it. Boy, he's a good little player, Tom.
About a 25-yard return for Johnson on that. Kind of a wing and a prayer by Eastern quarterback Trent O'Brien. He just threw it up, and Johnson grabbed it and got it all the way back down to the Eastern 35-yard line. So a good start here in the second half for Jackson. 10:54 to go in the third quarter. Jackson leads 35-12, and they get the ball back after the interception.
And out at quarterback, Lance Taylor. Exire Edwards, one of the running backs. Taylor throws, caught. It'll be a first down. Dakota Robertson makes the catch at the 17-yard line.
I'd have to call him extremely wide open. There was one Eastern player covering two Jackson receivers.
Yep.
Either one of them he could have thrown the ball to. He threw it to Robertson underneath. I think that's probably about the as far as he can throw the ball.
We have a flag, however, and they're going to bring this back.
A couple of the other out-state scores that we have. Cassopolis was leading Mendon 16-14.
Both unbeaten.
Frankfort was leading Charlevoix 34-0. Traverse City West leads Gaylord 14-0. In the southwest, it's Benton Harbor 25, Muskegon Orchard View 8.
Lumen?
And Lumen Christi leads Penfield 28-7. Third quarter has just started.
Here's that pitch. Running room, Kreitzinger, 40, 30, 20, foot race, 10-5 touchdown. No flags. 52 yards, Micah Kreitzinger, and that short little pitch from Lance Taylor. And the Vikes are ready to go up by 30. Good wheels by Micah Kreitzinger, 6'1", 205, a junior. And that foot race was no contest with the Quakers. Extra point. Shanked. 41-12. Well, let's take a break. 30 break. We're right back with the kick. WKHM, WKHM.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC Tom Ratchford, long kick down to the 1 yard line. In fact, inside the one, the run back. Up the middle, pretty good hit. 25 yard line. Tom Monashore has just kicked a 32-yard field goal. And they lead Muskegon 17-14, 4 minutes to go in the third.
And I want to say Monashore will be predicted to be in Division II, and Muskegon will be in Division III.
Montague 55, Ravenna nothing.
I think they're going to be 6.
After the third quarter.
And like I said, they've got more playoff points than the Titans. And I'm hoping that they ended up, usually those Muskegon schools end up in the semi-bracket with the regionals to the UP schools.
Grand Rapids Catholic now leads West Catholic by 8, 28-20 after the third quarter. Here come the Quakers. That little draw play. They've popped a couple of them. One for a 59-yard touchdown earlier that was called back. This one gained about 3 yards. 10 to go here in the third. As we approach 9 o'clock. And the Vikings up by a ton, 41-12.
29-point lead for the Vikes. Always kind of look at the mercy rule.
Fire one out here in the flat, incomplete. Tended receiver was Terry McCord. He's a sophomore. They got a lot of sophomores playing on the varsity.
Of course, to get the running clock, you got to have a 35-point lead, so one more touchdown for the Vikes will do it.
Tom, this is a crime. They have 4 seniors on this team. Well, I should say on the roster, because their roster does not match up with the players they brought here.
Yeah, Dave Nearpass greeted the team off the bus and took them in the locker room, and they only had, I think, 19 or 20 kids, and 10 of them are in the 10th grade.
Yeah, this is literally a JV team they throw out there. They're all juniors and sophomores.
And, of course, their biggest game of the season is next week when they go to Lansing-Sexton in their traditional
That will not be pretty.
Probably not, but that's a lot like that Northwest Western game where anything could happen. And the sad thing is those two aren't even in the same league next year. Because one will be in the red and the other will be in the white.
Quakers are going to kick here, 4th and 7. And a real short kick, shanked. And that kick will go for about 12 yards, no return.
Nice job, though, by the Eastern punter to get rid of that because there was a Jackson defender coming at him from his right. And he took a couple of steps to the left, sidestepped him, and was able to get that kick away.
Tom, here's a dandy. Zeeland East, 42, Byron Center, 35 after the third quarter.
Of course, Zeeland East was here in the second game of the season and beat Jackson 43-7. East plays West next week at Zeeland Stadium.
Cassopolis 24, Mendon 21 after 3.
I ran into Zeeland public address announcer Tom Davilar at Wrigley Field on Monday.
No kidding.
Yeah. Former basketball coach there. I was his assistant many, many years ago.
Here's a receiver wide open. 10, 5. Touchdown, Dakota Robertson. 45-yard touchdown pass from Lance Taylor. What a job by Robertson. Should have been tackled at the 10, at the 5, and he just... wouldn't be denied.
Yeah, a pretty nice pass, too, and a grab, and he was able to get up the middle, and then he put a little move on, and right, he should have gotten tackled, but he broke free somehow and kind of, I don't know how he got away from him, but got in the end zone, 45-yarder. So with 8:33 to go in the third quarter, Jackson now leads by the required 35 points. It's Jackson 47, Eastern 12.
Injured Quaker player. I think it was the guy trying to make that tackle. And they scrape him up, and he'll trickle off here. He's okay. The Vikings up 35 as they come out for the extra point. So as we approach 9 o'clock, this might be a quick, I don't even want to say it, rest of the way.
But Eastern, I did. Eastern's not going to score again.
No, but they'll have a lot of injuries and timeouts. Yeah. And
yeah, the injuries will stop the clock, yeah. And that's going to be about the only thing that will.
Extra point for Molitor. He was perfect until his last kick. Eastern has but 10 players on the field. And the extra point attempt. Kick is up and good. The Vikings up 48-12. Take a break. We're back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Two-headed kicking monster for Jackson. Quentin Smith just kicked one in the end zone again on the kickoff. So the clock runs. And Jackson was down 12-7. They've scored 41 straight points. And they have the football at the 21-yard line. And O'Brien in trouble. And he's going to be sacked. There's a flag. See what this call is. Came behind the play.
Is that a sideline violation?
No.
No, because he's walking it off.
15-yard penalty. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Vikings.
So the clock does start back up, 7:29 to go in the third quarter. Jackson leads 48-12. Don't let them score.
Almost. They run up to the 50-yard line.
That was a touchdown-saving tackle. Is that number 20, Toby Smith, on the stop? If he doesn't make that tackle, I think he'd have been gone.
Yeah, Tolles runs right up the middle all the way.
And remember, they had one early.
60-yarder call back.
You know, that could have drastically changed this game. I mean, it's a 35, 36-point lead right now for Jackson, but you never know what would have happened back then.
And they run that same little dive up the middle. Kind of a draw. 2 yards. Not a good night for Duran. Byron 51, Duran nothing. End of three. 9 o'clock here in the old Jacktown. WKHM Jackson. Second down and 8. Up the middle for a couple. And little Tolles, 5'8", listed at 143, a junior. Gets it to the Vikes, 44. Third and 4, Jackson, 48. Eastern 12.
We did get lucky with good weather, too. Could you imagine?
Really all year. Quarterback keeps it and gets the first down. Hangs on to the football. The 36-yard line.
I tell you what, I sat in Wrigley Field Monday afternoon, and like I am now, golf shorts, and a golf shirt. And it was gorgeous. And you don't usually sit in Wrigley Field in the middle of October in that sort of weather. But then by the time the next day rolled around and it got cold and windy and rainy, I was ready to move to Florida. And then the sun breaks, and today is just spectacular. And next week, I believe, is still supposed to be decent. One more week of the high school football season. Jackson does close the season a week from tonight right here back in Withington Stadium against the Everett Vikings. As we've mentioned many times, Lumen Christi without a game next week. They're only going to play 8 games this season. And in all likelihood, they're going to... The last score I have from Penfield, Titans were leading 28-7, and that was at the half.
Couple yards here on second down, bring up a third, 6 or 7.
And just as I mentioned that, I've been notified Lumen Christi, with 3 minutes to go in the game, leads Penfield 41-7. So the Titans will win. They lead 41-7 over Penfield, 3 minutes to go in the game. They will finish their regular season with a 7-1 record. And they will be, right now they're in second place in the Interstate 8. They'll finish with a 6-1 mark. If Marshall can somehow beat Harper Creek tonight, they were tied at the half, then that would be a two-way tie for the league lead between Harper Creek and Lumen Christi.
3rd and 7. This place hit in the backfield. 4th down and 9 coming up for Eastern. Muskegon Mona Shores 17, Muskegon 14, and they're playing early in the fourth quarter. Is that at Hackley?
I didn't see where they were playing tonight. The only one I was positive of was the West Catholic Grand Rapids Catholic game was played at 5th Third.
Fourth down and about 10. Back to throw it. Throws it long, and that is incomplete. And Jackson will take over.
Really can't say that was almost intercepted, because the Jackson defender was out of bounds when he went up to grab it. Clock will continue to run, however, on that incomplete pass and change of possession. Jackson leads by 36 by the score of 48-12. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Clock is running.
Coldwater 41, Hastings 8. That is a final. Just in. And the Vikings run it for a couple yards out near the 40. That was number 20, Toby Smith, rare carry. Probably the last play of this quarter. We have a clock runner at Withington. And there's a run out to the 43. That should end the quarter. Well, let's take our break. Jackson 48, Lansing Eastern 12, and we'll be back in 90 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties!
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at billywhiteroofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing expert.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Jackson has a fourth down. About two to keep the football here. And they get a first down. Out to the 48-yard line. Tom?
Couple of finals in the Interstate 8. Lumen Christi has beaten Battle Creek Penfield 41-7. So the Titans now 7-1 as they finish their regular season. Coldwater beat Hastings 41-8. So Coldwater goes to 5-3. Western and Northwest, it's in the fourth quarter. Western leads Northwest 35-6. And I'm really kind of waiting for that Harper Creek update. At the half, it was Harper Creek and Marshall tied at 7.
Here's Lance Taylor. He's loose and down at the 41-yard line. That's close to a first down again. Muskegon is taken. A 21-17 lead over Mona Shores. Otsego has beaten Sturgis 15-14 final out west. We have a timeout on the field. Action brought to you by the Protection Center, American Title Company, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Welby Transit, Orthopedic Rehab, L. Rose Steel, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Penn Chiropractic, Billy White Roofing, Corrigan Oil, Express Stops by BP and Marathon. We're 48-12. And we've had one touchdown here in the second half. No, two. Two touchdowns. We're 35-12 at halftime.
I'd say the pretty good sized crowd here is enjoying themselves. I mean, how often do you see Jackson lead by 36? And you know, we're usually on the other side of that, so.
Big run up the middle. 20-10, 5 touchdown, Vikings.
Toby Smith, number 20.
Toby Smith. 40 yards. Have we had a few long plays in this one? It's 54-12. And out for the extra point, Colin Molitor. Pounds that through. 55-12, Jackson High. How do you go to practice Monday when you're Lansing Eastern?
Well, it's their biggest game of the year is their crosstown rival with Sexton, and that's the one thing. That's the one thing that they've got to look forward to is because they, you know, they're all they know each other, and it happens all over the state. It's one of those things, and you know, if you're the head coach at Concord, they've got one win. They probably won't win today. As they were playing Union City, and you know how tough it is for Concord to go to the city and beat the city boys. And the one thing that they've got to look forward to is the possibility of playing Vandercook, who won't have a win, and it would be very similar to, actually it's going to be Bronson that'll be playing Vandy, and neither team with a win. And you were there that day when I was coaching Concord, and we got that win in the last game of the season, and it meant everything to those kids. And I still talk to those guys to this day, and they still talk about that. It meant everything.
Run back by the Quakers to the 26-yard line. Clock runs here, and hopefully it won't stop again. No, you don't see it often.
Yeah, and you can't say Jackson's running the score up on them. They're running basic dives up the middle. They did throw a little bit, but I wouldn't say this was a wide open aerial passing attack or anything.
Eastern plugs one up the middle for a yard.
That was number 8, Markell Edwards, on the carry for Eastern. A couple of the Jackson kids stopped him real quick. And Scott's getting in many of their other players as well.
There's a long pass. Was that caught? Nice catch.
O'Brien throws a very nice ball. He just hasn't made many connections. Now there's a penalty flag down there. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we have an injured Quaker player.
It's another unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against Jackson High.
Oh, boy. That stops the clock.
Yeah, this is where it gets messy. One time, probably 88 or 89, we doggone near had a riot at Sexton. You remember we were talking about that, you know, past history with Eastern and Jackson when Eastern laid it on the Vikes back in the 80s.
Jackson, They walk off 15 yards against Jackson. And they kick to whoever out of the game.
And that's next week, too.
One of the Jackson coaches was just going pretty ballistic with the official. It wasn't Farley. Farley's out there now. They're out there running a play. We got officials over here. It's crazy.
So the substitute is going in. That's Steven Ukendu. And the is that 40? 10. I don't have a number 10. So I can't tell you who was ejected. And, of course, by MHSAA rule, you're out next week as well, so his season's over.
Quakers fumble. Quarterback picks it up. Got about a yard. The Jackson 30.
Yeah, the kids get carried away sometimes. And hate to see it. The Jackson assistant coach that was screaming, the official walked over and he did back up behind the line back there. And Scott Farley very civilly talked to the official and the referee in the white hat.
Well, ball's at the Jackson 30. The game's been over for about an hour and a half. But we're still playing. O'Brien back to throw down in the end zone, and that is incomplete.
Just in from Napoleon principal Pat Dillon. Napoleon has qualified for the playoffs with a 6-2 record as they beat East Jackson tonight 51-14. So congratulations to the Napoleon Pirates. With that win, they're also assured of at least a tie for first place in the Cascades.
Just heard from my brother-in-law, John Swiderek. Watched John Harrington win career victory 431 tonight for Farmington Hills Harrison. All-time leader in wins for high school football coaches in Michigan. There's a pass that is a diving catch at the 12-yard line.
I don't think those two officials were paying attention. They called it a catch.
This is a very poorly officiated game.
I think the gal, the girl that's the back judge is probably the best one of the
probably
bunch.
The best one of this bunch.
Christy Raskowski just checked in from the Hunger Bowl, and it's now a final. Western has beaten Northwest 35-6.
There's a pass down at the goal line. Big hit by the Vikings there. Ball incomplete. And the clock runs here. Injured player for Lansing Eastern will stop the clock. Here's a battle of the unbeatens. Gibraltar Carlson has lost to Wyoming Roosevelt. Or Wyandotte Roosevelt, I should say. 24-20. Both teams were 7-0 going in. Big win for Benton Harbor tonight, 46-8 over Orchard View.
We had Ithaca. Ithaca's back in Division 6. They had a huge lead over Hemlock at halftime. So it was like 35-0 Ithaca. And they were in the 50s last year. Yeah, and they were in Division 5 last year, but I'm pretty sure they're back in 6 this year. It's hard to believe that's a week away.
Quakers down in the end zone, incomplete.
Did your iPhone just run out of power?
Yeah. I'm dead.
Usually bring your charger with you.
Yeah, I didn't bring it tonight.
Now, I, like most probably of America, charge it overnight. So when I get up in the morning, it's 100% charged.
Yeah. Well, mine was 95.
But you used
when I got here.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quakes back to pass, looking and throwing. No throw yet. There's a flag. Defenseless player is hit from the blind side. That's new this year.
That's a good rule, too, by the way. There was also a flag thrown way before that, so something else happened first.
I think it was both of
them. No, that one there that's on the 12-yard line was thrown way at the beginning of the play. Those other two back on the 27. Your phone battery wears out just during the course of a two-hour, three-hour game. Might be time for a new one.
Maybe. I like this one. Personal foul on Quakers. Holding Quakers. Where's the bus driver for the Quakers?
And, of course, the penalty stops the clock. 3:54 to go in the game. Jackson High leads Eastern 55-12. Jackson right back here next week against Lansing Everett. Everett with only one win going into tonight's game, and they're playing Grand Ledge, so in all likelihood it's going to just be a one-win Everett Viking team that shows up here next week. No place on that scoreboard for comments. If Jackson High can beat them next week, they would finish the season with a respectable 4-5 and a very respectable 4-3 in the Capital Blue, their final season in the Capital Area Conference.
Boy, this is arduous. Clock still stopped. This is the slowest running clock in the history of high school football.
Well, they take their time running the plays, but then they started running a play when the two referees were talking to Farley over here.
Yeah.
A couple minutes ago.
That pass missed the receiver by about 20 yards. And it's fourth down, and the ball's out at the 42. They have to get to this 4-yard line for first down. You hate to laugh, but it gets comical.
Yeah,
it really does. This program has fallen into it's sad, really, what this has turned into. And I don't think a lot of the other sports are much better.
No.
Well, Quarterback running and gets out of bounds. Yeah, Jackson will take over right there.
You know, through time and all the years Jackson's been in the league with Eastern, which has basically been forever, except for that brief period when Jackson was in the South Central and they were when the 5A, 7A disbanded. Eastern had world-class swimmers, wrestlers.
Yep.
They had terrific baseball. They were really, obviously, they've had state championships in basketball. They had real good football teams. And it just, it's just completely fallen apart. Question might be why they keep the school even open.
Jackson can run, I think, about two plays here and we're done. Clock is still running. Of course, Jackson, they don't have 11 out there, so they run somebody on.
Just keep the clock running and... You got to call that one. I don't think the referees wanted to call any fouls or any penalties, but that kid from Eastern jumped through the line of scrimmage.
He was in the backfield.
Yeah, you got to call that.
I guess you got to call that. .110 to go.
That was Tyron Kane on the carry. I think it's the first time he may have touched the ball tonight. He had a tackle. I called his number on defense a little while ago. Got tackled low, getting up pretty slowly. 45 seconds to go in the game. Clock running. Jackson leads 55-12.
The snap should do it. Maybe. And they take a knee, and that should be it. And on the pink out night here tonight, after a really poor start for Jackson in the first quarter, they score four times in the second and roll to a 55-12 win. Over now 0-8, Lansing Eastern. 1 minute break. We'll come back, wrap her up from the stadium on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Where's the magic?
Why?
It's at the Collector's Zone. They have everything from memorabilia to trading cards and so much more. Check out the autographed Michigan and Michigan State memorabilia. Comic books? They've got those too. The latest sports cards? Check. Magic the Gathering? You know it. Don't forget protection, display, and storage products for all your collectibles. The Collector's Zone, where there's magic. Located at 1425 Wildwood Avenue. Check them out on the web at www.thecollectorszone.net. Or call 517-788-8498.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Withington with Tom Ratchford. Micah Kreitzinger is our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. A couple good plays on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, for the Vikings tonight in their 55-12 drubbing of Lansing Eastern. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow Sports Saturday program. Tom, you want to take a final look at the scoreboard?
Well, what we have in the Interstate 8, Lumen Christi goes to 7-1 with a 41-7 win at Battle Creek Penfield. Western beat Northwest 35-6, and Coldwater beat Hastings 41-8. In the Cascades, the only final that I have was Napoleon beating East Jackson 51-14. So that'll wrap up at least a share of the Cascades Conference for Napoleon, and a playoff berth as they're now 6-2. Manchester was hammering Vandy 41-12 at the half. Grass Lake and Center were tied at 14 at the half. Unfortunately, I don't have another score on that one. And that locally is about all that I have tonight. Our two correspondents, Jim Sambear at the Lumen Christi game, Christy Raskowski at the Western Northwest game, took care of us. But and Pat Dillon, the very fine co-principal at Napoleon, took care of us. But other than that, we didn't really get any other scores in.
55-12 here. So the Vikings pick off their third win of the year. For Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, GOC, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
The Craft Agency, The Collector Zone, American Title Company, The Protection Center, OmniSource, White's Restaurant and Catering, Tom Coffee's Softwater, Northwest Community Schools, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Able Heating and Cooling, Jackson Public Schools, Denny's, Corrigan Oil Express Stops by BP and Marathon, Billy White Roofing, Penn Chiropractic, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Alro Steel, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Will Be Transit Mix, Seymour Ford Lincoln, County National Bank, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.